With the new year right around the corner, we thought it would be fun to ask elected representatives in the municipality of Grey Highlands to look forward to the coming year and tell us about their top priorities and how they would like to see their community progress in the coming year. Their answers are included below, with part 2 of this two-part series running tomorrow. The answers have been published verbatim, with the only corrections being for spelling and grammar. We have published the answers in the order we received them. Not all members of council responded to the questions. What are you looking forward to most in 2024? Councillor Joel Lawhead. I'm most looking forward to seeing the results of so many of council's decisions and community-driven projects. Markdale Splash Pad plans, King Edward Park revisioning, Eugenia Pavilion, Stothart Hall renovations. The list goes on. Deputy Mayor Dane Nielsen. Grey Highlands zoning bylaw coming into effect. Grey Highlands is well due for an update. Significant changes are being proposed currently that I believe will ensure landowners have lots of options for how to use their land. I think increasing the number of units on a residential lot is great for encouraging affordable housing. It should also help reduce the number zoning amendments we see every year, meaning less red tape for our residents. Councillor Tom Allwood. In 2024, I am looking forward to continuing to work with my fellow councillors, staff and the residents of Grey Highlands to make our municipality one of Canada's most inspired and well-managed communities. Councillor Nadia Dubic. Working together for better results. It starts with active listening and understanding the perspectives of our constituents. This year, we brought back town halls that rotate through our hamlets and council members are attending community committee meetings again. This grassroots approach helps with solutions and bringing motions forward that meet community needs, like opening all ice arenas to 7 days a week with the goal of breaking even. Beyond our municipal borders, it's learning what other municipalities have figured out so we can move faster, and supporting efforts across our region for effective solutions and a bigger voice at all levels of government. Where do you see the municipality of Grey Highlands going in terms of overall direction in 2024? Councillor Joel Lawhead. Grey Highlands is growing and developing daily. I see our municipality strengthening through increased economic activity, more successful small businesses, improved tourism opportunities, a greater emphasis on protected natural spaces and recreation facilities, and real movement towards plentiful affordable housing. Deputy Mayor Dane Nielsen. Grey Highlands will begin to see the growth we have been talking about for the last 4 to 5 years. Markdale will see its largest housing boom in over 30 years. Grey Highlands needs to keep this in mind as we look to protect our rural heritage and other small hamlets and villages. The growth to Markdale will attract new businesses so that our residents can enjoy more services closer to home. While Flesherton, Eugenia, Maxwell, Feversham, and Rockland can continue to be the country charms they always have been. Councillor Tom Allwood. I hope to see Grey Highlands continue to provide and improve the levels of service we provide our residents with prudent use of their tax dollars. Councillor Nadia Dubic. 2024 is going to be an exciting time for Grey Highlands, but not without its challenges. The municipality continues to attract new residents. Beavercrest Community School will be opening the doors of its new building, Markdale's Brightshores Hospital gives us room to grow, and entrepreneurs are opening businesses. In the current economic environment, fiscal discipline and hard decisions are required at the budget table to maintain our level of service while taking incremental steps for sustainable growth. This includes repairing infrastructure, making our roads safer, maintaining community halls, enhancing recreational and gathering spots to further enrich the quality of life in Grey Highlands.